This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The move to replace California's current milk pricing system with a federal order is moving forward this week. That's with a proposed standalone quota system for producers to vote on. Patrick Cavanaugh joins us from the Central Valley of the Golden State with the latest details next.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit WorldDairyExpo.com to plan your trip today.
The state of California published a quota implementation plan this week, which is something that the California dairy industry wanted in order to even consider voting for the federal milk marketing plan. Jeff Vandenhoevel is a Southern California dairyman, as well as working with the Milk Producers Council, a nonprofit organization representing dairy families throughout California.
It's exactly as the Producer Review Board had recommended it. There's no change. And so I would say that the Producer Review Board did an excellent job of designing a standalone quota program that could operate in the event that California producers decide to go into a federal order.
Vandenhoevel said it was a good move for the California dairy industry.
Yeah, at the end of the day, there was overwhelming support on the Producer Review Board for this plan, and Secretary did not make any changes. So it now goes out to a vote of the producers, and it's very important that the producers vote yes on this plan. They can do that with confidence. It's a good plan in terms of maintaining the quota program, a standalone state-run quota plan. And if that gets passed, then we'll be able to consider a federal order either later this year or early next year when that comes out.
Vandenhoevel said that quota has big value for the dairymen in California.
In the California system, dairymen have been able to essentially buy a larger price by buying quota. And so, you know, some dairymen would rather invest in land and grow their own feed. You know, it's a tool. And so dairymen over the years, and this system has been in place for since 1969, this quota has traded hands many times as dairymen have decided to either buy it or sell it, depending on, you know, their circumstances. And so it's embedded into our California system.
And here's a very important aspect of the quota.
Its market value right now is well over $1 billion. And so obviously producers, they want to hang on to that value. So they'd like a better milk price for all their milk. And that's why we're looking at the federal order, because the federal orders pay better than the state order. And so we'd like to get into a federal order, but federal orders don't have that quota program. And so it was weighing the $1 billion asset against a better milk. And of course, we said, hey, we would like to find a way to get a better milk price and still maintain the quota program. And so what we found here is a way to do that.
That's Jeff Vandenhoevel, a California dairyman and on staff with the Milk Producers Council. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Set sail for Madison, Wisconsin and discover new dairy worlds October 3rd through the 7th at the 2017 World Dairy Expo. For 5 days, the global dairy industry meets at the Align Energy Center to view the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade shows in North America. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit WorldDairyExpo.com to plan your trip today.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.